With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Government investigators are due in Yellowstone National Park tomorrow to look into an employee's claims of sexual exploitation of female workers and financial misconduct. The investigation by the Department of Interior Inspector General's Office follows reports of widespread sexual misconduct at Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and other national parks across the country. The accusations also include misuse of government credit cards. Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wink said today that the investigation would focus initially on the Special Projects Division and then expand as needed. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell says his agency is depending on partnerships with states and private organizations to manage 60 million acres in need of restoration because of staff and budget cuts. The agency plans to set priorities on where to focus their efforts to prevent disease, wildfires, and drought, especially in areas where public and private lands converge. Tidwell tells the Missoulian there are economic benefits to local communities from national forests, and those communities have a stake in the process. Tidwell says there are 44 million homes near national forests, and they're at risk of being destroyed by fast-moving wildfires that can be prevented. Authorities say a man lured two women into a Montana-based sex trafficking scheme and had just recruited three teenage girls from the Midwest before he was arrested. Terrence Edwards was charged with sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion after he was arrested last week at a Billings hotel. Edwards was scheduled to make an initial court appearance today. Montana wildlife officials have closed wolf hunting for the season in an area north of Yellowstone National Park after hunters exceeded the quota of wolves that can be killed there. Ron Osheim of Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks says hunters killed three wolves on Saturday in an area bordering the park that stretches across the southern end of Sweetgrass, Carbon, and Park counties. That area is one of three wolf management units in the state with hunting limits. The quota for that area is two wolves. Osheim says he does not know whether the hunters were separate or together when they killed the wolves. He says they properly reported the kills within 24 hours, and the area was closed to further hunting yesterday afternoon. A charitable foundation has established a major endowment with the University of Montana. The Haynes Foundation has provided scholarship funds to the UM before, but today's announcement of a $4 million permanent endowment is particularly significant. At the Haynes Foundation's request, UM is remaining tight-lipped about who will qualify for the scholarship awards. UM Foundation President and CEO Shane Geese says only,
"It will be used for scholarships, scholarships for deserving students who are Montana students. Students who have a desire to come to the university and to get a higher education degree."
Geese says UM will start awarding the scholarships to qualifying students.
"We will be awarding students this year and also next year scholarships, and the foundation is meant to manage this and to hold it, and it will be in perpetuity."
Geese adds the $4 million endowment will help the school attract more Montana students. Bataan Death March survivor, artist, and educator Ben Steele has died in Montana. He was 98 years old. Julie Jorgensen tells the Billings Gazette her father died yesterday in Billings, surrounded by his family. Steele was born in the small town of Roundup and grew up riding horses, roping cattle, and occasionally delivering supplies to Western artist Will James. He was a U.S. Army Air Corps private in the Philippines when the Japanese captured his unit in 1942. He said he kept his sanity by sketching. When he returned to Montana, Steele taught art at Eastern Montana College. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.